This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. We know that the pandemic has been brutal for a lot of businesses. And while it's tough to get the hard numbers, in a study out earlier this year, the Fed estimated there were 200,000 more closures during the pandemic than we'd usually see in a given year. Which leads me to Kiki Araneta in Philadelphia. Back in 2013, she and her partner started a new venture.
We left grad school the year prior and did the thing that everybody tells you not to do. We bought a food truck.
Inspired by Kiki's upbringing, they served Hawaii's local cuisine and called the food truck Poi Dog.
So Poi Dog means mixed breed or mutt. And in 2017, we opened a restaurant in Philadelphia's Rittenhouse neighborhood.
And things went well, like super well.
It was really, really busy. We catered a lot for the corporations around us, as well as for UPenn, which was our biggest customer.
UPenn, meaning University of Pennsylvania. But then, of course, the pandemic happened. And in July of 2020, Kiki and her partner decided to close Poi Dog for good. I asked her about that decision.
We had like a citywide shutdown. So basically all restaurants were forced to do delivery and takeout as like their only dining options. And we did that for a little bit, for like a few days. And the fees for delivery on the restaurant side are extremely steep.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We were signed up with Grubhub, Uber Eats, Caviar, DoorDash, like pretty much everybody. And the base rate for that was about 30%. So if you have like 30%
wow.
labor, 30% delivery fee, 30% food, that leaves pretty much
you're
nothing.
You're not making a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you're taking a loss with every single delivery order. So with weddings canceled, meetings are like all over Zoom and classes at UPenn and Drexel not in session, like we were just not making any money at all. So very end of July, we announced that we were closing because it just financially did not make any sense.
Emotionally, what was that like?
I feel like I blacked out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I mean, how'd you know so early on that that was the right move for you all?
I mean, I don't think I really did. We had inherited a restaurant that was closed very, very poorly. Like I cleaned like inches of black mold out of freezers, out of the walk-in. And I was determined that if I ever closed a restaurant, that would not be the case at all. So we scrubbed down the restaurant. We donated the majority of our equipment. I feel like we made like a bunch of very small decisions that were good and decent, and I didn't know if the big decision of closing at that point was necessarily the right one, but it just felt like the only one, because if a business isn't financially viable, then no matter like how wonderful and important it is, it just doesn't make sense to keep it open.
It's just tough calculations to make. So you closed it back in July of 2020. So let's talk about today. What are you up to today?
So I've always had like in the last few years, I had a pretty steady part-time gig of food writing and writing recipes for brands. So I got a lot of work on that side. And I did an event where I made chili pepper water, and my friends at the event, they gave me a lot of advice about retail sauces, and they're like, hey, you should bottle this. And I was like, you know what? That's a pretty good idea.
Oh, okay.
And so that began like another sort of secondary career. I feel like careers right now are secondary careers.
And it sounds like it was an accident, which is pretty amazing. You weren't like intentionally going out to make these sauces.
Was a total accident. I don't know what I was doing.
That's amazing. So where do you see yourself in the next few years? Do you want to make your way back into the restaurant industry?
I've been doing a lot of pop-ups, so I don't really miss cooking at this particular point. I don't have to worry about rent, and I don't have to worry about letting people into my own space. I definitely want to build up the sauces a bit more, but I grew really big and fast. I also am... The first person who carried them is my best friend and soon-to-be bridesmaid, who happens to own a distribution company. So I definitely had a lot of help.
Amazing.
Like I didn't, I didn't like like I fell into this, but mm-hmm. I had a lot of help.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck, and I am looking forward to seeing what this next year brings you.
Thank you.
Kiki Araneta is the owner of Poi Dog Sauces in Philadelphia. Thanks so much, Kiki.
Thanks for taking the time.